Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's all what it's about, folks. Gotta get my eyes cleared. I can't see to glance at my notes. Whew. Sweet presence here this morning. Sweet wife here, too. 45 years. We've had our ups and we've had our downs, but anybody who's been married any length knows that that's all part of it. Yeah. The interesting part is if you persevere and push through the hard times, the love gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Listen, young people, don't give up just because it's a little tough. God brought you together. Oh, and don't make the mistake of buying a rose your first year and then the second year and the third year. Now I'm up to 45 roses. You don't give it a thought on your first anniversary. But when it starts getting 30, 35, 40, 45, I had to start a Christmas club. I had to start an anniversary club to pay for the roses. All good. All good. What's awesome about it is we've been through so much, and it just keeps getting better and better. Listen, don't you ever think that what you're going through is the end of the world. Mm-mm. He promises in his word, I would not allow it. Now, he didn't make a lot of things that happen in our lives, but he says, I would not allow it unless I knew you could walk through it. That's a guarantee. I mean, that if you take that for just what it says, that is a guarantee that you're going to keep walking on. That's an awesome thing, God. Go, if you will, to 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. I love to watch the Holy Spirit in operation, because no one, Neil, the words that come forth, no one knew where I was going this morning and what was taking place. The word that came forth here had no, I mean, Lisa didn't know where I was going. I want to talk to you just about the parade that you're in. The Bible tells us that everyone here that's born again, and if you're not, don't leave without getting born again. It's so simple, but it's so hard, because your flesh screams out so bad before you finally give up. Then after you go through that you should be put in a rubber room for a while, then the enemy comes in and starts taking that away from you. That's when it gets hard to start realizing that it's already done for you. Just relax, get up in the morning, love God, love people, and go to bed. It's an awesome thing to watch God do. I'm going to be reading this morning out of the New Living Translation what it says. Verse 14 says, but thank God he has made us his captives and continues to lead us along in Christ's triumphal procession. Now he uses us to spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere like a sweet perfume. In the Message translation, it says, in one perpetual victorious parade. Ongoing. Perpetual means it's ongoing, does not stop. You are in a parade, folks. And I want to just talk to you about being in that parade. So many of us, we're walking through life like we're the only one that's in it. No, you are in a parade with everybody else. And you are somewhere along the parade. Lots of times you don't like where you are in the parade. Sometimes you're in the band. Sometimes you're following the horses. Somebody's saying, I'm following the horses all the time. That's all right. You're still part of the parade. And God knows where you are in your parade. He's put you there for a reason. It goes on in those scriptures. It talks about that as you walk in this parade that you're in, that you put off an aroma. You put off a smell that draws people to you, which is to Christ. Now, to those that are totally lost and will not come to him, and there are those that will not come to him, you smell like death. Yeah. It's an interesting thing how that when you read the scripture, but you are putting off as you walk in your daily life in the things that you go through. Now, listen, if you think you're going to get born again and everything's going to be perfect, you have a rude awakening coming, because that's not life. Bible tells us that there will be tribulation, there will be hard times. So what we have to do is recognize what the scripture says. You know, in the Romans, when they had a victory, they came to town and they brought the spoils, they brought slaves, they brought people they were going to use, but they come in with a victorious attitude because they won. And it's the same thing with us. If you recognize where you are and who you are in Christ, no matter where you're at, you have won that parade. You've won. You put off an aroma of life to people. I'm blessed this morning. Ken Grimbles and his wife is here from Stillville, where you're living now, Ken. Ken was reclamation boss at the mines with me on a back shift when I was there. But I knew him coming on the next shift, and I knew him, but we didn't even recognize each other this morning. He said, "Are you the same Ron Coleman?" Well, I am. And do you know that I didn't even know that we've been in a parade together? But we're all in a parade. But see, if we can get a handle on no matter what you're going through, you know, some of the most dramatic things take place sometimes in your life, but if you can just grab hold that God has got you. And Neil said something about his birthday. Really, he's young. At 67, I'm young. My father, 91, he's young. When you think about an eternity. See, we're just passing through this. And it's how we pass through this. It's how you get positioned in the parade. I've always felt like, and maybe someday it'll get started, that I was supposed to write a book on this particular set of scriptures. I mean, to the point that I know what the cover of the book looks like. Remember back in the day when parades were big things in the towns? Now they're just politicians, except for our light parade. But we used to take... We always had 26-inch bicycles, big balloon-tire bicycles, what we had. And we would always take balloons and tie them to the frame and then roll them over so when you went down, the spokes would make it go boom, 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 boom. Well, I can see on the front of this book I'm going to write about this that I'm in a parade. I've got what they used to call crew cut back in the day, all sticking up in the front. And I had these little balloons and I had... baseball cards clipped to my... They lasted longer. Anybody? The balloons didn't last about a half a block, but the other cards, they really worked good. But I seen myself and the tires out around and the big old... We're in a parade. I don't know where you are in your parade, but everybody here is in the parade. And the title, you say, well, Pastor, what about the title? The title is From the Grandstands. Write that down. We was listening to Steve Furtick Wednesday night teaching, which if you have not seen that, you might want to look that up online. It was just always, he's just a phenomenal speaker. But we are so bad at looking at our situation. And you've got to glance at your situation, but you can't meditate on the situation. Doc and Betty, they can't meditate on the situation that Betty's going to be away from here for 2 or 3, 4 months possibly. Doc's got to recognize and she's got to recognize that, yes, this is what we're going through, but let's look from the grandstands at the parade like God is doing. He already knows. I mean, he is standing tall enough that he sees the beginning of the parade and he sees the end of the parade. He's already seen you coming. He's already seen you going. He already knows what position he's going to put you in and at times changes you in those positions. But you got to know that he's got that. And if you're looking at your problems in your life, if you're looking at your cancer, you can't look at your cancer. And I know you don't. But if you're facing anything here, Don't spend the time looking at the problem. What am I going to do? How are we going to get out of this? What's the best thing I can do? God will give you all of that when you look from his perspective down. This is where you are. This is how fast you're going. Don't even think about going in front of that float in front of you. You stay right where you are. If you're behind the horses, just get your bucket and get your shovel and clean up and just keep walking. This is your job for right now. This is where you are for right now. Do it as unto me what you're doing in your life. Carry your problems just like I would carry your problems, knowing that I've seen your problems. I'll finish your problem. It's taken care of. Don't quit. If he did it before, he'll do it again. You say, well, he's never done this before in my life. Nobody has in someone, because the scripture says what you're walking through is common. There's other people that have walked through these things. They chose your way, and your way is the right way, and you will come through. It's a guarantee. Don't walk defeated. Don't walk looking at the problem and the situation and the man and the person and the people and life and politics. I mean, there's a time when Mr. Obama was in charge that if we looked at him and what was going on, we knew this country was headed down fast, and he did his best to do that. But now we've got one that tweets too much but has got a good heart. Before you criticize our president, look at David in the Bible. He was a murderer, adulterer, a murderer, but yet God seen his heart. And it's the same thing with what we got going on now. There's been changes made in the year that many of you don't even know about that was tore down for the years before. God says, one more time. I'm giving the church one more time. He knows we're going to do it. He knows we're going to reach it. But he knows he's got to raise a group of people that can push through anything that is going on in your life. Folks, I don't care what it is you're facing. I don't care if you're next to your last breath by the internet and you're watching. It's not your last breath. It's what you did to that last breath. Because after your last breath, you go on. Your life continues. Many know that Connie has died on me a couple times, and she has been above the crowd. She has seen things that's after the fact, and she stepped immediately into God's presence. It's not like you're going to hang around and you're going to wait. You are instantly with the Lord, and you live on. Why are you afraid to die? I'm talking to somebody here this morning. What is your fear of dying? Paul said to die is to gain. Now, that doesn't give us a right to check out. Because you're supposed to be in the parade. Until he says get out of the parade. You'll be removed from the parade when it's the time and the spot. For everyone there is this section, this season. So I want to be one that's doing the best I can do. Even though I bomb out. Seems like every day I'm catching stuff like, what are you thinking that? What are you doing that? Why did you react that way? And that's all good when the Holy Spirit tells you. You don't listen to condemnation because there is no condemnation in Christ, the Bible tells us. We walk with him. We know. Don't look through the eyes. Don't look through the problems. Don't go there. Live a victorious life. See, God is watching and he's looking down. And he wants you to know that if he's looking down, then you are in him. He is in you. So you are looking down. You are in Christ. God's in heaven, folks, and the Bible says that Jesus is his right hand. The Holy Spirit is living in you, which is the same. We sung it today, which is the same. And as you worship the Holy Spirit, you're worshiping God and you're worshiping Jesus. And Jesus has done it for you already. And he's now looking down saying, Ronnie, I know what you're going through. I have the answer. It probably won't be what you think, but I have the answer. Just be quiet, put a smile on your face, and enjoy. Kind of like we've been telling Drew, whenever the referee calls a foul, he's the boss. And you're not going to change his mind by looking at him and going like this. All that's going to do is get you another foul. So, folks, it's the same with God. Why are you looking at God? Don't even use the question why. Who do you think you are? I mean, like you're questioning God? that has you in the palm of his hand, that knows everything about you before and after, and you're saying, God, why am I walking through this? If there's a real God, why should so many people die? Well, folks, listen, people die. He knows what he's doing. He even tells us in the Word that no matter what you go through, he will make good out of it. I've seen it over and over and over again. We've had things in our life that we thought, my gosh, it's the end of everything. But yet we've seen that what we grew up in, we would never have been the same because of what we... Did he make it happen? No. He knows we're in a cursed world. He knows things are crazy. But he also knows you're going to win. See, I'm looking from the grandstand. I'm looking at the victory. For example, if you don't like this, we'll probably change it in January. Maybe then you'll like it. If you don't like it in January, we'll probably change it in March. See, get your mind out of now. Who cares if you got red carpet? See, we didn't vote on green carpet here, because we knew we'd have the same thing if we voted on this. It don't matter. Because see, our main emphasis is reaching people, changing in here so that we can put up a sweet aroma, so that we're not walking in death, so we're not a part of the parade that got caught, that part of the parade that's just complaining, a part of the parade that wants to play in the band, a part of the parade that wants to be the drummer, that everybody hears the drummer in the parade. And I want to be the drummer so everybody hears me. And I'm back here taking care of these dumb horses. Lord, I'm better than that. I should be up there, you prideful thing. You're where God wants you to be. And if you work as unto the Lord, he then will move you when he knows pride's not there to destroy you. He doesn't want to destroy you. He wants you to move on. He knows you can get through this. You know, 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, but thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then Colossians, which I love this, Colossians 2:15 says, having disarmed principalities, powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. You're in the parade. You are showing everybody in your walk that you won. And they're saying, well, you're losing. No, they're looking from the bottom up. They're looking at the problem. They're looking at your circumstance. They're looking at your life. They're saying you should change things. They're judging and criticizing because they think they could have done it better. No. That's where God has them in the parade, to reach other people, to touch, to put off an aroma that they're going through this, but God's going to use this. See, it's never over. I want to repeat what Neil said. God will do it again. I was going to tell the doctor, start singing that song, Trust and Obey. There's no other way. That's the bottom line where it is. Wherever you are in your parade, and I can look around the room and I can see parades. I can see sometimes where you are. Sometimes I don't like what I see. Sometimes I'm excited about what I see. But it doesn't matter because it's where you are. So what we've got to grow up, we've got to start maturing to the place of everything we're in, wherever you work, wherever you don't work, whoever you're around, you've got to put across an aroma that what I'm going through, it's okay, I'll be all right. Are you all right? Yeah, I'm good. I'm going through. You know, back in the faith movement, nobody could even speak if you had a cold. Oh, no, I don't have a cold. I do. I mean, it used to be so crazy that you could have snot running down your face. And somebody'd say, you got a cold? No, I don't have a cold. Well, no, you can admit what you got. You can just say the answer. The answer is the word. I'm going through a hard time in my life. I'm having trouble with my thoughts. I'm having trouble with my actions. I'm having trouble with it. I can make a list of things forever. I'm having trouble. But I'm in a parade, and this is where I'm located, and God's going to bring me through. I've just got to trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. An old Methodist song that, it's the truth. You know, I wished I could have got it when I was 14. I wished I could have got it when I got born again at 12. But I was never taught. I was never taught the things that are in the Word. I was never taught that you're going to go through bad stuff, but it's okay. It's how you go through it. It's not what you go through. We could have a contest. Who went through the worst thing here? Everybody's got a worst thing. And to them, it's the worst. But it's, how did you go through it? I can look back at my sister that's been through stuff that nobody knows about. And she's one of our best missionaries, best reaching of people, what do you call them, best evangelists that we got. She's all the time getting people saved. Scott, not here, where's Scott? Scott back here. Scott was a wild and crazy young man. But every time he sells a lawnmower, he's talking to him about Christ. Don, been in a hole welding for 2 weeks down in a hole where he works. But I'll bet you he's a witness to everybody in the plant. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a testimony. And you don't have to say, well, you know, I was a drug addict and I'm saved. No, the best testimony is that you never touched anything. You just loved the Lord. Could you imagine? Now, that's a testimony in this day and age. I never did anything wrong. Well, first, you're very prideful because you did. We all got our stuff, folks. Listen, we all got our stuff. See, we are not defeated. The situation, I don't care what it is, you look at it through the truth. You look at it through the eyes of Jesus. See, he's not seeing the mess that we think we are. See, you've been covered by the blood of Jesus. Many can't grab that because it don't make any sense. Well, come on. When you got born again, wasn't it amazing how from then on I'm born again, especially if you're taught right. Once you give your heart to Jesus, the Bible says there's nothing can tear you away from that. You are born again. You are going to heaven. There's nothing can take you from that. Why can't we receive everything else the same way? I'm in heavenly places. I'm in the grandstands. And I'm looking at my problem and I'm going, yep, that's a problem. But Christ, you got to fix it. Because you said you fixed it. So I'm just going to obey what you tell me. I'm going to do the next right thing every day of my life. Choose those right things every day of my life. Listen, folks, a bad choice can do more damage than you can even imagine. But God can turn it around if you just start making the right choice, the right choice, the right choice, the right choice. Sometimes it's difficult because you have these drives, you have these motives, you have these things built into you. I mean, if you watch television very much, you're going to have a wrong motive for a lot of things. You can't even watch Family Feud anymore. It turns into stuff that you don't want to be hearing about. I mean, come on. So what do? You think on these things above. You get in the grandstands and you know the right things. You see the right things. And you see the crossroad that you might be running into. You see the intersection that you're coming up on. And you see it ahead, but you know you're going to go through it. You know you're going to win the battle. You know, I can't say this enough. Don't quit. Just keep moving. Just keep trusting. God will fix. God can erase memories. God can take care of all of it. If I thought about everything we went through in 45 years, and that's all I thought about, no, we wouldn't have made it. I told Con the other day, I said, would you have thought when you walked across Debbie Gale's yard, from that moment you would have been married to somebody that's pastoring and then be married for 45 years? And she goes, you can't think on those things. But you're in a parade. You got to picture. Folks, picture yourself in the parade. Now, wherever you are, what's in front of you and what's behind you, that's where you are right now. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes the float in front of you, you can't even see what's ahead of you. Sometimes you got a band that can't play that you're behind. Sometimes you got a float that's prettier than yours. Sometimes you may think your float's the prettiest. Come on. It's all these things we face in life, but recognize that here I am, and God did it all, and he knows the pace we're going. Don't you love it? in a parade. When you're going along, boy, and you've got that down, and then all of a sudden you got to stand there, and you're not making any headway. Anybody been there? And here we are. Here we are. What's going on up there? And you look like this, and then you look like, I'm real bad on the interstate, buddy. Anybody? And then you squeeze over, you put on your blinker, and you crowd yourself in the next lane, and then you sit, and they go. And you switch back and forth. Connie will say, will you just stay in the... And don't you love those ones that get in the left lane and they're turning 75 miles down the road? But that's where you are. Come on. That's where you are. So why not just sit back, turn on the stereo, turn on teachings. Don't turn on KC95. That was back in my day. You know. Come on. There's a station on Sirius now that's the 60s music. And it's hard not to go over there now. Because I know that music. But see, that I can't stay in that. Because that starts bringing back some of that stuff that really wasn't good for me. Anybody done stuff that wasn't good for you and you lived through it? Come on. Come on. God is so good. He wants to take care of everybody here. But see, the situation you're in, folks, listen. Every bit of it is stepping out in faith. So you say, well, you mean this parade's faith? Well, yeah, it is. Because you got to trust God where you are in your life. You got to trust God with that problem that you're in. I can't say this enough. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not yet seen. You have no idea what, really, folks, 10 seconds from now is going to hold. You have no idea of the future. Your past has already went on. That's where the enemy works. It tries to draw condemnation in your life. Mistakes you might have made or mistakes you didn't make. He still uses those to try to pull you down. You don't know what tomorrow holds. So what you've got to do is in the now or in the parade, you've got to trust the grace that you got for right now. And you've got to live in that faith that he's got me. He knows me. He sees me. He knows everything that's going on. I have plans that he's put in my heart, but I don't know how those plans are going to work out or what's going to take place, but I've got to be a person that stands in the now, trusting in God, knowing that faith is the way through it all, and know that grace is right now, grace is sufficient. He tells you in the scripture. Paul said, but I prayed 3 times. And what did God say? God said, my grace is sufficient for what you're walking through. I will take care of you. I will get you. See, folks, we got to get out of this. I got to be good to make God happy. God's happy. You don't change God by how you are. You just change yourself by what he's doing to you. You just obey what he's telling you. You just move on where he's taking. You just follow God. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, through us he diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. See, I want to be a person. Neil brought it up. There's a joy if you take it, if you receive it in the parade. There's a joy that you're being a part of it. There's a joy that you're exciting the people as you pass by. There's a joy when you throw the candy to them and they take the candy. There's a joy built into that. The joy of the Lord, the scripture tells us, is my strength. Well, what's that got to do with it? If you're walking and murmuring and problems, and that's where you stay, you have no joy. And you're not strong. But if you walk in that faith, and you walk in that trust, and you know that he's got me, and he knows you're going to finish the parade, they're not going to cut it off short. You're going to finish the parade. You're part of the life. You're going to finish. You say, well, I want to live a long life. Then just trust and obey. And get in the parade and follow him and let him take you through. The scripture, Habakkuk 1:4 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Folks, the victory's in the grandstand. It really is. Isn't it amazing how you can sit in the bleachers of a ball game and you think you can see everything and you think you're better than the official? Well, you have a different perspective of looking at things, and sometimes you might be right. But see, when God's looking down, he has the full perspective. But what's neat about it, he put the fullness of Christ inside of you. He put words of wisdom, words of knowledge, gifts of healing. He put discerning of spirits. He put the wisdom of God inside of you. The Bible tells us in James, if you need wisdom, ask. So when you're in the middle of a problem, you say, Lord, I need an answer. You may not get it instantly, but you will get it if you just continually trust that what I'm in, God knows it. He knew I was going to go there, and I'm going to get out of this. But you got to keep the got to get out of this. You're going to get out of that because he's going to take you out of that. And you go out with joy. All right, I made a mistake in my life. I made multiple mistakes in my life. I really messed up. Don't stay there very long. I've already went too long, see? I'm already going back, and I'm stepping back instead of going ahead. You never go back. You just keep paddling upstream. That's just the way it is. And if you pull your paddle out, you're going to go back downstream. You've got to keep pulling, and you got to keep living by faith. You got to keep that joy going. In Psalms 100, verse 4, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That all comes with joy, folks. Hebrews 13, 15 says, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. Well, what am I saying? I'm saying get in the parade and be happy. Yeah, but I don't like where I'm at. You haven't listened to the sermon. Get it, podcast, whatever, have you, listen to it again. If you do what the word's telling you, that come forth. He's telling, Lisa said, see, what I'm speaking is not me. Mr. Grimmel, he knew me. Where I failed as a scraper operator, where I failed as an employee. But yet I've been forgiven about my mistakes that I made in the past, and I'm moving on. See, I've been forgiven. But what's exciting is I know tomorrow, probably this evening, probably this afternoon, I'll do something that I shouldn't have done, but I already know I'm forgiven. So when I make a mistake, I go, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. And I just work harder listening to his word and listening to his voice and do the next right thing and thank him that I'm moving on and thank him that I'm growing up and thank him that I'm going through this. And sometimes I made the mistake and caused me to go through it, but sometimes I didn't. How many went through stuff that you had nothing to do with that you just got caught in it? That whirlwind just pulled you in and you couldn't do nothing but joy. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be okay. I'm pushing through this. Everything's going to be all right. See, we got to get to the place where we can't miss what God is doing in our life. That parade that you're going through, that parade of life. Look, folks, from the grandstand and get out of the parade with your thoughts. Look down. There I am. I'm healed. I'm well. I'm whole. And have that confidence that if I don't get through this and I take my last breath, my mother was the greatest joy before she passed away. I mean, she was cracking jokes before she took her last breath. Why could she? How could she do that? She knew she was in a parade, and she knew that she was about ready to step out of the parade into his glory. So why not put out a good aroma in that last stretch instead of being like some we see, bitter, angry, mean, nasty, obnoxious? Go out with joy, but go through with joy. And trust that the Lord's got you every bit of the way, every bit of the way. Ephesians 5:20 says, give thanks for all things. A lot of people don't like that scripture. Philippians 4:11, I have learned that in every state I am content. Now, if you study that scripture out, that doesn't mean that you are totally satisfied. This is where I'm good enough. But you've got to get to that place. I told the Lord years ago when we were up at Sparta at the church, if this is as far as you want me to go, I knew I was called to be a pastor at 12. But when we started ministering to the youth, I got to that place where I just did not like it anymore. But then I had to get to that place. Lord, if this is where you want me for the rest of my life, I'm cool. Because this is obviously where right now the grace is at. This is obviously, and when we did that, it wasn't very long till things started changing in our lives. And then we went through that stretch where we had stepped out of the church because stuff that was going on, because we couldn't be a part of it. But no more than we stepped out, other ministers spoke into our lives. God's got great things for you. God's going to move you. And then I was invited to come down here and went to a tavern. Now, that's where we were. The church started out at the Nighthawk. And it was like I walked in, and we'd come out of a full-blown charismatic church, and we stepped into piano and an organ and hymnals at the time. But I looked at Connie, and Connie looked at me, and we said, oh, crud. That's where the parade was. And then we spent 6 months just being there, helping out and doing what we could do, because that's what you do, folks. You be a part of the ministry and you get involved. And then pretty soon, and you all heard this last week, I would speak a week, and then somebody else would speak a week, and then somebody else would speak a week, and then maybe I'd speak a week. And then finally it got to the place where there was causing confusion with the doctrine. And finally the elders at the time said, would you quit work? And I said, no, I can't quit work yet, but I can sure take this over. And then Connie basically pastored the church until I quit at the mines. But all of that was a parade. And then I could walk through a whole lot of parades since we've been here. The comings and the goings. There for a while, we felt like a bus driver. You pick them up and you let them off. You pick them up and you let them off. People come and people go. People get mad and people get glad and people get sad. And then I found in the scripture, the more oxygen you got, the more doo-doo you got. And I thought, well, we're just going to have a whole bunch of doo-doo around here then. Come on. Just wherever you are, just go, okay, this is not fun, but if this is where I'm going to be, it'll be all right. Because I know he's got me. I know he trusts me. 1 John 5:4 is a good scripture. It says, this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. This is the victory to overcome this parade. Our faith. But you've got to get to the place. What is faith? Faith is just absolutely just coming to the place in your life where it doesn't matter what's taking place. He shows you things that are coming. And you've got to trust that they do. We walked this property. And it was a thing of, at that time, it was a trailer court. And I knew when we were walking, me and Ed Spiller, I knew this is where it's going to be, but I had no idea how it was ever going to happen. Then the Reeds bought the property, got the whole piece. And Jim Reed come to me and said, you want the top or the bottom? And I said, well, we'll take the top. Well, how'd that happen? Trust. Trust. Where are you at today? What are you facing today? I don't care what your situation is, because every situation is devastating in that situation. Yeah. And it's between you and the Lord, but you individually have got to give this up. You individually have got to say, okay, Lord, if this is the way it's going to be for my whole walk left on this earth, I will walk it with you, and I will give off an aroma that will change everybody around me. Yeah. Let's stand up. I want you to just bow your heads. We're going to close out in prayer. Everybody here is facing, every individual, I don't care what your age is. Everybody here has got things they're facing in their mind, because your mind's where the battlefield's at. And if we can settle this mind to get locked in with the Spirit, then that mind is going to start following that Spirit. Bow your heads and close your eyes. And everybody here, whatever you're facing right now, Father, I thank you. I can't go around the room. I can pick many, but I can't go around the room and start saying that you're facing will be okay. But everything that everybody knows in their heart that they're going through, I don't care if you're 6 or if you're 96, everyone has something. Sure. And Father, I thank you that right now we are giving that up right now. We're at that place where if this is where I'm supposed to be, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is the job that I'm on. If this is where I'm at, there's a reason for it. And who am I to break that you're doing? Who am I to step out of where you've got me? And Father, I thank you that I'm going to relax and I'm going to take my petitions to you, my requests to you. Because Father, if you put the desire on my heart, then that desire should come out in prayer and trust that you're going to answer it. How you do it is your business. But while I'm walking through this, thank you that I'm going to put off an aroma that's going to attract people to see that I trust in you. Let's make this confession. Father, I thank you for what I'm going through. I give it to you. I trust in you. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. The elders will be up front if you need prayer for anything.